Welcome to Swingers, the podcast that explores a swinging lifestyle from hookups to anal hooks. Over 18s only. Definitely contains adult content. Welcome to Swingers. Welcome to Swingers. Welcome to the Swingers. The podcast. So what about you? How else are you? Fuck off. About the myth and the legend of squirting. Towards the end of the night, there was a bit of a flood, wasn't there? So hence the flood warning, because it's all really gushing related this week.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Gush achieved what no woman has managed to achieve before, apparently.
I think
on
it's
that particular
cheap.
Person.
Oh, really? I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
Well, let's cut that out then.
Yeah.
Not so much a toy. So, not so much a toy review this week, but a product review. I mentioned in the last episode that Gush recently had a birthday, and I discovered a website called the Splash Blanket Company.
It's actually Yoni, so it's the product is Splash Blanket, but it's...
The website's called Splash Blanket.
No, it's not.
That's how I found you.
I saw our Insta page,
which we do.
Yeah, if I've had that much energy again, I would.
But you wouldn't
do it again. Yeah, and Hello and welcome to episode 3, Gagged and Bound.
I thought it was Gagged and Bound.
Oh, was. Hello and welcome to episode 3, Gagged and Banned.
This week we will be discussing kinks. What else are we discussing? I need to stop. I can't remember. Oh my God. Right. And then I'm going to launch into. Oh.
So the other end of it then is that it can be a little bit more harder. So you can be tied, you can be bound in sort of uncomfortable stress positions like hogtied and things where you're sort of made to be in a position for a prolonged time frame.
A little line. We love it.
Yeah. Absolutely. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Stop.
Not okay.
Your Gush's gash ruined my weekend plan, so...
I'm sorry.
Sorry,
because I had a very good night.
You did.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6.
7, 8, 9. 10.
Oh. Welcome to episode 4. Plenty of catfish.
Meow, meow. So what are we going to talk about today then?
We will do our what have you been up to? Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about the theme of the episode, which is bullshit dating sites.
Yes.
And why we moved to the dark side.
We're also going to go through some tips for dating, that sort of navigating dating sites. You can't gauge the
but on laminate floor.
On laminate floor. You can definitely see the yeah, and there was a lot, and it was 3 times.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Mazel tov to you, darling.
Thank you.
So our topic this week is bullshit dating apps.
Yeah, it is.
And there's plenty of them out there.
Plenty of catfish, it's called.
No, I don't.
Oh,
yeah. It's a little cheeky discount, courtesy of us.
Absolutely. And yeah, if you buy one for your partner, the lady in your life, you'll be amazing.
You might want to just get yourself a splash blanket.
Yeah.
For how excited she's going to be. And you'll find out why in a minute.
Ooh, you will.
So, I know you're excited for this one. I am too. Gush is going to do the toy review. So we were lovingly sent a Adam and Eve Ravishing Rose Clit Pleaser.
I need to tilt the page open.
Oh, God. You can find out more information if you've got the Pineapple app, which is pineapplelifestyle.app.
And what are these, swinger events or parties? What type of thing?
I don't know.
Just in my drawer, because it's just by the side of my bed constantly. My 3 p.m. Midday wanks have been great.
3 minutes, 45 seconds, hasn't it?
Literally. It's been good fun. So, yeah, it's been a pretty good week.
So in the spirit of Kink Month, our poll for next week will include under bed restraints, over door restraints, handcuffs, and a...
Seriously?
Oh, doing the screenshots.
It out.
Who's that? Can't use it.
Play safe. Thanks for...
So the poll for next week, mm-hmm. We will put both.
Stop it.
Stop. Okay.
Oh.
Oh. Restrained, girl.
Not always. Depends on the mood.
Number three, start out with a makeout session.
Ooh.
Light a few candles, select a sexy playlist of Nine Inch Nails.
Fuck me like an animal. Want to feel you from the inside.
Offspring.
Offspring.
Let me have Offspring.
What song, Offspring? Pretty Fly for a White Guy? What would you fucking make?
Hey, who's the one? Oh, no, it's Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah. What? Oh, you and me, but right, yeah. Ending. You do it normally.
Oh, sorry.
Nope.
So the poll for next week, we will have under bed restraints, over door restraints, handcuffs, or what does that say?
I'm going to have to look at that.
And put the polls on Twitter, and if we're still around, Instagram.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Prayers with us.
Yeah.
So please vote, and we will announce what we will... be reviewing.
Yeah.
We also have... Nope, it's gone. Don't know. What do we have? Not an SDI.
No. Put your...
You're on speaker.
What?
Do you normally sit there? Yeah.
Listen.
What?
Tally fireplaces, talk space.
Hang on a minute, we're just trying to work out this. Where do you normally sit?
Huh?
Yeah. Is the microphone normally there?
In the middle of him.
Right. Is it there?
Yeah.
Right. So if you put that sort of there. Right, just speak like you speak normally for the podcast.
Okay, so how's your wee going?
How's my wee going? I'm gonna do that to the baby. No, I shut the curtains.
What?
I don't know why. Apparently, I'm not seeing the net. Like,
oh.
That's weird now. Go ahead. No!
So as loud as it goes.
That's a beauty way. Is that enough sound?
He might pick you up from there. Hang on.
I'm in.
Right, just. How far away from the thingy have you got the phone? How far away from your face?
I don't know. I'm weird.
Shut up, dickhead. Read the alphabet.
I'm like an arm's distance away now.
Right.
Arm's distance away from the phone.
Tell us the alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, K, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Right, that'll do. Thank you.
Bye. Or maybe just read the alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
I'm just testing to see if you know it.
So welcome to episode 6. And explore.
Give you more... Shut up, dickhead. And we'll give you more details about that at the end. Can you tell me what the next one is so I can get it on my phone ready?
FOIA.
Oh, it's on there anyway.
Need to explain what it is before you close out.
Huh? Yeah, you didn't let me do that with the exhibitionist, but I did get it in there, so don't worry.
Yeah. So read it out first and then do the scores.
Yeah. Scores of the Doors, John Doerr. I still love that programme. Favu. Was that it?
That I don't
know about. Can you do that bit again but swap them round?
Huh?
Can you do that bit again?
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, it's in the moon.
Nah, be all right.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Be all right.
Okay.
Oh, we're recording.
So, toy review this week was...
No, so.
Okay.
This week's toy review, then, we have put a poll on Instagram and on Twitter, and we've collectively added up the percentages and the...
So what next week? Start again.
Yeah.
Talking of Insta, we have that competition still running until, I think we're going to close the entries by midday today, the day that you're listening to the podcast, which is Friday. And winners will be announced on both Insta and Twitter.
Yep.
At 8 p.m.
So you can actually, if you want to be clever about this, you could do it on both, and you have two chances of winning. Yeah. So
which would be £50.
Yeah, which would be £100, and then you get
£25 vouchers. £25 vouchers.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought it was £250 voucher.
No, stop recording. How do you stop recording? So, talking of interspin.
What are you doing?
So, I had heard of CNC before, but not in the way, like, not where it is consensual, well, can we start again?
Quite like when you did it like this, do it like this, or... Yeah, when you've done that, that was amazing. So then the next time you do it, it's going to normalise it even more, and you will just...
Or just lay together, make each other laugh. I like to ask random questions. That's my pillow talk.
That's your thing, is it?
That's my, yeah. That's my, what is it called? I need to stop.
So that's your... So clearly... Oh, fuck. Some questions. Probably that didn't start. So that was a little bit more... Say so. How do you? It may happen one day, but that was our little CNC chat.
We have to ask again. Next time you get a pay rise, I know it's because you sent a pussy pic to your boss. Huh?
See what this recorder?
Yeah.
Oh.
For fuck's sake. Okay, so for the door, which does distract you. If you like the whole pleasure pain thing, I mean, it just started to wear a bit. Also, there's a considerable height difference.
I was going to ask, like, how do you manage being like 5 foot nothing?
This is not sex week, okay? No.
Please cut that out. This is a sound check.
Sound check. Well, in conjunction with our competition, Explicit Bunny actually put a blog post on their website, which is an interview that we did with them.
Mic test, 1, 2.
1, 2.
Phone on silent.
Flat. So are we... You know a little chat or not?
No.
I just move. Yeah. Mic test. Hello.
Hey. Thank you.
Mic test. 1, 2.
1, 2.
Are you sitting there?
Yeah.
You're not going to move any closer?
No.
There you go. So anal sex then?
Yeah.
How you know it? So this week's topic then.
Mm-hmm.
So why is anal play so, you know, it's quite popular actually because...
Well, it's quite taboo.
Mm, it is.
I think secretly popular.
It is secretly popular. But apparently the anus is full of nerve endings, mm-hmm. and it makes it very sensitive. And quite a lot of people do find it pleasurable.
And don't forget, for guys, the G-spot.
Is there?
Well,
yeah. Prostate.
Well, they're calling it a P-spot now, aren't they?
Is it? P-spot.
Yeah. But yeah, it's in their bum.
Yeah, so you understand it. But it says an estimated of 90% of men who have sex with men, and as many as 5 to 10% of sexually active women have had anal intercourse.
But does it say anything about heterosexual men? You know, we're deleting this, don't worry.
Yeah.
Does it say anything about heterosexual men?
This week's topic then, anal play. Why is it popular?
Well, it's taboo, isn't it? It's taboo, but it's secretly popular.
Yeah. Thank you.
We put a poll...
No, don't speak straight away.
We put a poll on Instagram in preparation for this episode, and it was to get a feel for what our listeners, you know, think of anal play, really. It's nice to get feedback. So the poll was yes to giving, yes to receiving.
What was the question on the poll?
Anal play.
Oh, just anal play, question mark.
Start again. Welcome to episode 12. Is it? This week's episode then, Spanksgiving.
Yeah, Spanksgiving.
A little nod to our overseas USA friends.
Yeah.
We did share it the night we were recording. Today's episode then, Spanksgiving.
You need to give it a couple of pauses for
Well. Today's episode then.
Shut up. Honestly, I can't with you tonight. Mic test. 1, 2.
1, 2, 1, 2.
You need to...
1, 2. I can't find it.
There's a few seconds and it's taking a fucking piss.
My phone like...
So what have we been up to then, Blush? Do you want to lead with this?
I had a lovely weekend and I don't know what I'm saying right now. I'm saying I'll blooper all this.
One for the bloopers.
Oh, God. It's the time of the show and I'm really glad this week because it's not me.
It is me. And we are reading an extract of the Ginger Gems up and coming book. Well, there's two books. So this is part of one of the books that we're going to read that I was sent. Yeah, hopefully you enjoy it and look out for the book when it's available.
It's just like no much people need to read.
I don't.
And that's his three books.
This week's sexy story time. We have been a bit slack on...
We're doing a toy review, not bad. Why are you saying sexy story time?
Because I've had wine. Well, that is it. End of episode gnomes.
13. Oh my God.